New England TOs add 39 new projects to asset condition forecast, written by John Lamson and read by an automated voice. New England transmission owners have added 39 new projects in the annual update to the region's asset condition forecast, the companies told the ISONE Planning Advisory Committee, or PAC, on August 20. The TOs categorize the projects as either under development or under evaluation. The projects do not yet have cost projections, but most have estimated cost ranges. The TOs forecast 23 projects to cost less than $10 million, 9 to cost between $10 million and $25 million, 2 to cost between $25 million and $100 million, and 1 to cost more than $100 million. Growing costs associated with asset condition projects have been a major focus of New England states and consumer advocates in recent years. While investor-owned transmission companies have insisted the high costs are necessary to maintain the region's aging grid, states have expressed concern that a lack of oversight and transparency on spending has contributed to higher costs. According to a June update provided by the TOs, the total estimated cost of in-progress asset condition projects with official price projections is about $5.9 billion. This does not include forecast projects that have only projected cost ranges. Earlier in the summer, ISO New England agreed to take on a non-regulatory asset condition reviewer role to help increase transparency into projects. The RTO said in late June it will need about 18 months to develop internal review capabilities, but said it plans to hire a consultant to help review the most significant asset condition projects in the interim. The TOs also have implemented new guidelines around PAC presentations in recent years intended to standardize the presentation format and increase transparency. But PAC presentations remain strictly advisory, and the committee does not have any regulatory authority. Project presentations. At the PAC meeting, Chris Sutterman of Eversource Energy presented an $18 million asset condition project to replace deteriorating wooden structures with steel structures, reinforce overstressed wood structures, and replace copper-welded shield wire with optical ground wire, or op gigawatts on a 115 kilovolts line in Connecticut. Sutterman said the project would cost about $1.8 million less if the company replaced the shield wire with Alumoveld static wire, but installing op gigawatts also would address telecommunication needs. He also noted that the ISO New England 2050 transmission study indicates the line would be overloaded in a 51 gigawatts winter peak scenario, and that the upgrades are setting ourselves up so that when we do look at a reconductor in the future, these structures will be able to handle that. Carol Burke of Eversource presented an update to a substation upgrade project in southern New Hampshire. The project originally was presented to the PAC in 2022 with an estimated cost of about $20 million. Burke said this estimate has increased to $35 million due to an expanded project scope, delayed construction, and increased material costs. Lastly, Kira Leguinil of Rhode Island Energy presented a $15 million project to replace wooden poles with steel structures and install op gigawatts and lightning protection on three 115 kilovolt lines. She said the added lightning protection is necessary because the lines do not meet the company's lightning performance standards, and lightning has triggered two long-duration outages on the lines since 2011.